Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
9:05 on your Thursday, Flames game day. Reminder, we've got Hockey Central at noon, appropriately at noon. Flames did not practice yesterday. We'll get some notes on lineups and potential line pairings, combos, all that good stuff soon this afternoon. What you want to talk about at 20 to 10. But right now, time to do a little pools and picks with Scotty Taylor.
This is Pools and Props, brought to you by Sports Select. Choose the winning teams today and be a legend with Sports Select. Sportsnet 960, the fan.
Sportsnet 960's Pools and Props, brought to you by Sports Select. Get your game on with Pools and Props. Choose the winners today and be a legend with Sports Select.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, Scott Taylor joins the program. Morning, Scott.
Ryan, how are you? What a great day in the peg.
Tell me about it, please, because we never know if you're serious or not.
It's overcast, but it's 18 degrees. It feels like baseball weather, but got to practice in an hour, so there you go.
So no doubleheader for the Goldeyes today, then?
No doubleheader for the Goldeyes today, but it looks great out in the field. I am sitting in the ballpark as we speak.
Well, that's fantastic. We had a lovely day weekend out here. 20s all weekend, if you can believe it
or not. Isn't it nice? Playing in golf? Get on the court?
I was supposed to, but no, sadly not.
So you got to a patio and had a couple of brewskis, right?
Too many to golf. That was the problem. Yes. Okay, so last week, let's take a look.
How about four winning shares last week?
Yes, I was just going to say, like, we got to get to the money because it's huge this week. You got the numbers.
Wow. $72,670.50 for each winner.
What are you doing?
And the interesting part was, is I didn't think it was the world's most difficult week. I went 12-3 with my own picks. If you had four boxes on that, you were one of the four winners. I think the big killer was Jacksonville-Cleveland. But other than that, it was a pretty easy week.
Yeah, the Seattle one was a stunner, too. But you're right. Beyond that, there was a lot of natural picks, wasn't there?
No, wow. It really was. You had two big upsets. But the smart guys that do this, and the people that do it in teams, and do it in teams is the best way to go. You can buy a bunch of tickets. Everybody invest $40, $50, $100. Boy, if you came up with one of those four winning shares, 14 out of 14, almost $73,000. Wow. Just spectacular money.
All right, well, let's get at it. Let's say make some money this week. We're going to start with St. Louis at Kansas City. What are you doing here?
Okay, in our little game, we box two. But
right.
You can box as many as four. Remember that.
Right.
So I'm only going to box two. I'm going to take Kansas City at home because I think they're starting to roll. This is not a bad football team. St. Louis played very, very well at home last week, but they're in Kansas City.
I agree. Kansas City wins at San Diego. The pass rush looks great. They can run the ball. I'm taking Kansas City as well. Houston at Tennessee, both of these teams not fantastic, going the wrong way. Who do you like?
Well, I like Houston because I like their defense better, and I think Tennessee, before it's over, is going to end up behind Jacksonville.
Wow. Yeah, and I'm with you. I'm taking Houston as well. Minnesota at Tampa Bay. This one scares me. I'm using my box here. I don't trust either team. They've both been horrible, and yet there was Minnesota late in the game almost beating Buffalo last week.
Yeah, Minnesota has no offense. Their defense is quite good, but their offense is nothing. And Tampa can score. They just can't stop anybody. I just think Tampa wins at home, and that's the only reason I'm taking Tampa, because I got two other games I got to box.
All right, so I'm new to this. Am I okay using a box there, Scotty?
Absolutely. That's a good game to box.
Okay. You know what? I'm not boxing. Seattle bounces back at Carolina. The Panthers have been a mess on the defensive side of the ball, and you know it's a statement game for Seattle, who've lost two in a row.
Absolutely. I agree completely.
Baltimore at Cincinnati. The Bengals are reeling. The Ravens are soaring. That's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, but I just like the way Joe Flacco's played recently. I'm going to use my first box here.
Really? Okay, taking Baltimore. They're going the right way. Cincinnati's been a disaster since the bye week. I'm taking Baltimore. Miami at Jacksonville.
Cleveland wasn't prepared for Jacksonville. Miami will be. I'll take Miami up the coast.
Yeah, and Miami just won in Chicago. Don't tell me that's harder to do than winning in Jacksonville. I got Miami as well. Chicago at New England. This is a weird one. Chicago's been so bad. New England, they were in that spot 4 weeks ago, it looked like.
Yeah, but New England plays well at home. New England's one of those teams that doesn't win by a lot, but they'll win probably by a touchdown. I take New England.
I'm taking New England as well. Buffalo at the Jets, my second box here. I just don't know what to make of Buffalo with Orton, now the injuries at running back. And the Jets are hanging around with teams. They did it with Denver. They did it with the Patriots as well.
I think you might be able to get away with the Jets just because, as exactly what you said, they've been hanging around with good teams. Buffalo is not a good team. But I'm going to box it too because I can't make this Buffalo crew out. Defensively, they've been very good, and the Jets are the Jets, right? They might find a way to lose. So I'm going to box it like you.
Yeah, I'm with you. If it's not for the Buffalo defense and a quarterback named Geno Smith, I think it's Jets all day, right?
Well, yeah, but they have no QB, and they find ways to lose games.
Yeah.
And I know what those teams are like. I've been a Detroit Lions fan my whole life.
And you cover the Jets, right?
Well, don't even go there.
All right, Philadelphia and Arizona, two of your 4-1-loss teams in the NFL. This is probably the marquee matchup of the weekend in terms of someone dropping to two losses. Do you like the Eagles on the road or the Cardinals at home?
I like the Cardinals. I think they're real. I think they could win the West. I like Arizona.
I think they win that division, but I'm taking the Philadelphia here because they've got the bye week and LeSean McCoy finally starting to run the ball well just before they went into the bye. Oakland to Cleveland.
If you get four boxes, that's another one worth boxing.
I totally agree with you. If we had more, I'm using them there, but we're keeping ourselves to two. Again, you at home can use four. Let's move along. Oakland at Cleveland. The Raiders have shown signs of life, but that's not enough, is it?
No, the Browns wake up this week after that debacle in Jacksonville. And if Brian Hoyer doesn't wake up this week, Johnny Manziel's in at halftime. They discussed Johnny Manziel last week. So Cleveland wins.
It's surprising how quiet it's been on that front, Scott. I mean, it has not been a good Johnny Manziel conversation since it seems like camp ended, and that was the whole story of the NFL offseason, it felt like.
Well, yeah, but Hoyer had won. He was 3-2 heading in, and his two losses have been close. But when you get wasted by Jacksonville, and he was awful last week, about 35% passing, just dreadful. Now the thought starts again, and it was admitted by the coaches that they discussed Manziel at halftime. That started it again in Cleveland. If Hoyer isn't winning at halftime against this Oakland outfit, you can maybe expect Johnny Manziel at some time in this game.
And if they're not beating Oakland,
I think Cleveland wins it. I don't think they.
I've got Cleveland as well. I'm with you. And lots of people's jobs should be threatened if they're losing to Oakland, period, stop. Indianapolis at Pittsburgh. I can't figure out the Steelers at all. They look like world beaters one week. They look absolutely lost other weeks. I'm taking Indy because they're rolling, but I'm really, I don't like betting with or against Pittsburgh at this point.
I'm taking Indy because Andrew Luck right now is the number one quarterback in the National Football League, and you go with a guy who's number one.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I'm sticking with Indy. Yep.
Speaking of which, a hot quarterback in Green Bay at New Orleans, where the Saints have not been the Saints, but they're still in the Superdome.
Yeah, the Saints tend not to win at home, but Green Bay is a great football team. That's a tremendous football team, and they're healthy. I like Green Bay by a touchdown.
I like Green Bay as well. The defense has been better of late. I think that issues early on may have been solved. Finally, we move to the Monday nighter. Dallas hosting Washington. The Cowboys at 6-1 have been the shock of the season. Can Washington deliver a shock of their own?
No. End of comment.
I was
changing
trying.
Quarterbacks again. Going to Colt McCoy. I'm not so certain that Colt McCoy is better than Bo Mitchell.
Well, fair enough. And you know what? Even Robert Griffin III, apparently back in practice, this is the time where not anyone's getting a lot of reps with the first team. I don't know if it's good for anyone at quarterback.
Dallas by two touchdowns. DeMarco Murray scores three.
I'm taking Dallas as well. There you have it. So I've used my boxes on Minnesota, Tampa Bay, yourself, also Buffalo and the Jets. You also like Buffalo and the Jets, and you boxed, I think, the first one out of the or one of the first
no,
ones out
Baltimore
of the game.
And Cincinnati.
Baltimore
I don't
Cincinnati.
Trust either one of those teams.
All right, what have you got for props for us, Scotty?
Well, props are very, very interesting this week, and they're always interesting when it comes to hockey. You've got, for instance, Kyle Okposo of the Islanders against Patrice Bergeron in Boston. You got to take the 235 on Patrice Bergeron. I think that's free money. You've got a good game between Pittsburgh and Detroit. It's Henrik Zetterberg and Chris Kunitz. I think that's a tie. They each get a point. That's a $2.40 bet. Again, you've got a great hockey one with Radim Verbata against Alexander Steen in St. Louis. Steen probably gets a couple of points in that game. I like St. Louis and Thomas Steen. 235 for Steen. You go right down. Duncan Keith against Shea Weber in Nashville. Shea Weber on that power play. I like Shea Weber. This is a battle for first place. Again, $2.35. You've got Keith Yandle of Arizona against Jason Pominville of Minnesota in Minnesota. A defenseman against a forward. I'll take the forward every time at $2.35. And to finish it off, Tyler Ennis of Buffalo against Mike Richards of Los Angeles. Again, I'm going with the home side, and he pays $2.45 as the winner. Boy, that's beautiful. A $20 ticket on those hockey picks tonight is $3,586.60.
I love it.
I'm counting my money already.
I'm going a little more risk-averse. I'm only picking four, but I like them all. I'm opposite of you on the Weber, Keith, because I just think Nashville's got to show me something a little more before I start siding with them, and Duncan Keith's always been a better point guy than Shea Weber. I take that at 235. I'm going with Pominville over Yandel like yourself. It's free money, forward over a defenseman. Minnesota's been very good at times this year. Arizona's looking like they might be in the McDavid sweepstakes. That pays 235. Yuri Hudler against Alex Semin. Anytime I can bet against Alex Semin, I'm taking the money and I'm running. 245. He's on a five-year deal? Are you kidding me? I'll bet against him all for the half a decade. And finally, I wrap it up.
Tuesday night, he is disengaged.
Exactly. It's the perfect guy to bet against. I can't thank them enough for putting him on the list. And finally, I've got a tie between Richards and Ennis, because really, you could have a high-scoring game with neither of these guys even factoring in. Richards has got a smaller role. Ennis and the Sabres might not score one combined. The tie pays 225. $20 leads me to $608.80. Not as risky, but I've already spent the money, so I have to be that way, right?
You've got to win.
Good luck this weekend, Scotty.
Remember, the pools is spectacular this week, and last week the winners got $72,000.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Four winning
shares.
14 out of 14. I imagine this week you're thinking another big one, or is it a smaller, more winners, smaller share this week, or who knows?
No, I think it's going to be a bigger one. I think there's a pile of upsets in there. And we could have done four boxes. We only do two in our show, but we could have easily done four and maybe five. How much do you believe in St. Louis on the road? The Philly Arizona game is going to be close. Oakland's getting better, and Cleveland was awful in Jacksonville. Green Bay and New Orleans. New Orleans wins at home.
They do.
There are so many games that could go either way. I think there's big money this week.
Yeah, no, now that you mention all those things, I totally agree with you. And I had a tough time just allocating two boxes. There was some I was uneasy with, and that typically means to big, big payout. $72,000 for four winners last week. Good luck. We'll talk next week and count our money.
Good stuff, Ryan. Thanks a million.
That is Scotty Taylor with your pools and props for Sports Select.
Sportsnet 960's Pools and Props brought to you by Sports Select. Get your game on with Pools and Props. Choose the winners today and be a legend with Sports Select.
Good stuff from Scotty there. He's got the money counted. $72,000. I love it. And this coming in from the text line, people from Winnipeg are a bit odd. I suppose that maybe could be correct. Jay, do you have any evidence factually to support or go against that comment? People from Winnipeg might be a little bit odd. Scotty might reinforce that. I don't know. Nice weather, though. We'll come back with Jason Lackenfora. Going to Winnipeg. As we'll come back with NFL story. If you like some of our picks or you're not sure you're on the fence, Jason Lackenfora will sort some of those out for you as we talk all things NFL. Lots of focus on tonight's Thursday nighter, which probably your best matchup of the year on Thursday nights. We had blowout, 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 blowout. It seemed like forever. Houston came back on Indy a little. That was kind of interesting. Last week, rounding into form more, the Jets hanging with the Patriots to the final play of the game. A missed field goal cost them a win. And now this week, we've got first place in the AFC West, theoretically, on the line. If Denver wins, they're 6-1, and the Chargers fall to 5-3. A Chargers victory will move them into a share of the lead of the AFC West. So lots on the line, and Jason Lackenfora has got some injury updates for San Diego, which may affect where you're leaning on this one. It is the NFL conversation next. We return on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
That's it! Back to Winnipeg!
Homer in the morning, only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details. Sportsnet 960's NFL insider Jason Lackenfora is brought to you by Shanks. Thursday night football tonight at Shanks North and Shanks South as the Denver Broncos take on the visiting San Diego Chargers. Featuring 495 Bud Light Draft, Shanks Sports Grill, your NFL headquarters in Calgary.
Jason Lackenfora, CBS Sports, joins us morning. Jason, tonight, Thursday night football. They have not been tremendous this year, but this one has the makings of a good one.
Yeah, I think we're ending on a high note here. You know, CBS has the first half of the schedule, and then the second half is on NFL Network. You know, I think we've rebounded a little bit the last few weeks and had some good games, certainly competitive games that have gone down to the end. The Jets gave the Patriots a run. The Texans gave the Colts a run. And I think the Chargers can give the Broncos a run tonight. San Diego's injury situation is starting to concern me a little bit. They're running out of bodies at some key spots. And I just, they've done an amazing job to sustain it to this point, but their schedule gets really, really tough. They may have the toughest schedule in the league the final 7 weeks or so. And having to face Denver on a short week is never easy. Now, they know how to play Peyton Manning. John Pagano, their defensive coordinator, has done a great job against him in the past. They kind of have the blueprint to how to play him. I just don't know if they have the horses available to execute that blueprint.
We've seen them down to their four-string running back, and Brennan Oliver has been fantastic. But what other positions are you concerned about in terms of depth? Is it linebacker?
Linebacker, center, corner. And even in pass rushing situations now, they're really down to just Dwight Freeney. Even at D tackle, Corey Legit, who's been probably their best player on that side of the ball, he was in and out of the game last week. You know, Brandon Flowers, their top corner, is out. The kid Verrett, who they drafted in the first round, you know, he's dinged up. Even if he plays, he's not 100%. They're out two or three linebackers. They're on their fourth string center. It's a lot. It's a lot to overcome. It just seems like the hits keep coming. And it's not like they've gotten a bunch of guys back from injury to kind of like, you know, swing the pendulum back the other way. It's all been sort of attrition to this point. And it's such a long season. And again, their schedule, it's tough. They've got, there's not much on it where you say that's a guaranteed win. And I think very highly of the Chargers, but it's going to be tough. They have sort of murderer's row coming up. And some serious traveling to do, too. I think they have, like, road games at Miami, road games at Baltimore coming up. So, you know, there's that element as well of the travel and what that does to the body. And obviously it's usually tough sledding for some of these West Coast teams, having those 10 a.m. Pacific time kickoffs on the East Coast. So this is a very big game for them. And I'm not saying they can't pull it off, because, again, certainly they played Denver tough. But with Peyton being as hot as he is and this being a short week and the Chargers being down some more starters, it really would be a hell of an accomplishment if they do pull this off.
What have you seen from the revamped Denver D and maybe a new star at running back there?
Yeah, the D's been, you know, everything you could hope for. I mean, you've got Von Miller and Ware. They've combined for like 15, 16 sacks. So they're obviously getting it done. You know, I think Aqib Talib and T.J. Ward have had a big stabilizing influence on that secondary. So that they seem to be in pretty good shape there. I mean, we knew they had guys like Terrence Knight and in the interior, that defensive line, who could hold their own. So I think they're no joke on that side of the ball. The running game, we'll see if Hillman can maintain this. I don't know that every week's going to be like last week. But with this, you know, offense, I don't know that it has to be either. They just need somebody who they can trust a little bit in pass protection, who could catch the ball when it's thrown to them, and who can be a consistent presence trying to pound the ball on the ground when they go that way. And I know that their coordinator, Adam Gase, really does want to stay balanced. He needs to have you just at least – you don't have to fear his run game. You just have to respect it just a little bit to set up some of that play-action stuff and to get you from trying to tee off on Peyton Manning, you know, literally every offensive snap. So, and certainly they have that going. So they seem to be playing their best football the last two or three weeks. There aren't a whole lot of holes on paper, but, you know, they've got half a season to go as well. So, and they are an older team. A lot of the guys they're really counting on are you know, closer to the end than the beginning. I mean, you've got your Demaryius Thomas, your Julius Thomas, but you know, you've Peyton Manning, older player, Wes Welker, older player, you know, Ware, older player. So, you know, we'll see how everyone holds up over the long haul.
One game I'll be interested to follow will be the Chicago Bears in New England. If not for a good game, then the possibility or potential for a car crash kind of a scenario with the Chicago Bears. They're screaming at each other in the locker room after a loss last week. They haven't won at home. They're in New England here, and all of a sudden the Patriots have won three straight. I'll be very curious to see what happens with the Bears.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the stuff after the game, Brandon Marshall getting after some guys, I don't know that that's the end of the world. I mean, I think some of that is good, but it's how does the team respond to that sort of leadership? Do they respond with what would be their biggest win of the year, or do they get their butts kicked again? And you know, it's a difficult situation for Mark Trestman now. He's only been an NFL coach for a season and a half, and he's got a team that is not coming close to meeting expectations. And, you know, that certainly has some high tensions about it. I just don't know about the leadership structure of that team. You look at their quarterback, Jay Cutler, he's not going to sit there and rally guys, or, you know, it's just not his thing. He's not going to be that galvanizing force. You know, I don't know that Matt Forte is wired that way either. Defensively, you know, Peanut Tillman is hurt. Lance Briggs has been hurt. I mean, what are you going to say when you're hurt? You know, Urlacher left a couple years ago. They haven't really replaced him from a leadership standpoint on that side of the ball. I mean, the player who's been playing the best for them on defense is Kyle Fuller, a rookie, who broke his hand. So I don't really like the makeup of that team, and I'm not a Jay Cutler guy. And Trestman's best work came the eight, 9 weeks last year when Josh McCown was at quarterback. You know, you looked at that offense through those 2 months and said, who's doing it any better than these guys? I mean, every week is a new hero. The ball being spread around. I mean, you had Marshall and Jeffrey and Bennett and Forte all really thriving on a week-in, week-out basis. You know, they overcame with still a suspect offensive line. They were winning offensively despite not getting a lot of help from the defense a lot of those weeks. Now, you know, the defense still sort of is what it is, and the offense looks nothing like that unit from, you know, their best two-month stretch a year ago.
I just want to follow up quickly on Chicago, because how could you not have a sensational offense with the tight end, the two wide receivers,
yeah,
Matt Forte, a quarterback that, as you mentioned, no one loves the character, but theoretically has all the tools. Of course, Mark Trestman is going to be hailed as an offensive genius in year one, but how can they be as bad as they've been offensively?
It's hard to figure. I mean, they went from a team that looked like the whole game was scripted, and they'd practiced so well last year that they just literally went out and applied their practice plan to games, to a team now that just is fighting and clawing to make a play. Now it's like almost Forte breaks a 10-yard run, and it's like, where did that come from? Like, they actually, you know, they actually put that together. They were without a couple starting offensive linemen for, you know, about 3 weeks, but those guys, Garza the center, they had guys come back last week, and that outing against Miami. Look, Miami plays defense now. I mean, Miami's front four, and I should really say front six with the way they rotate guys. They get a hell of a lot out of it, and they're tough to move the ball on. And when they come to play, it's not going to be easy. But when you're at home, and it's clear it's a day your defense doesn't have it, and you know, look, I don't know. Jared Allen, I think, is done. I mean, I don't know that they have anybody who can rush the passer. Certainly, when they don't have Lance Briggs there, it cripples them even more. They don't have playmakers in the secondary now, with Fuller hurt as well. I mean, I think it's going to be real tough sledding on that defense for a while to go, and that offense is going to have to pick them up. And I just don't know if they can. I mean, I don't know if it's confidence. I don't know if it's, you know, Cutler feeling like he has to appease too many people. But it is hard to figure. I mean, you looked at the skill position talent and said at the beginning of the year, it rivals any team in the league.
There's 4 1-loss teams left in the league. You've got Dallas, probably the shocking story of the league to this point. We'll see Denver tonight. The other two play Sunday afternoon, Philadelphia, Arizona. What do you make of the matchup?
You know, Arizona just wins games. I mean, they do. They just find ways to win. It isn't always pretty. It's not like they're one of these teams where it's going to look the same way each week. You know, it's not kind of like Denver where you kind of know what you're going to get and how they're going to beat you. I mean, It's kind of just clawing their way through a game. That's what the Cardinals do. I like them a lot at home, but you've got the Eagles coming off a bye. You've had Chip Kelly with 2 weeks to prepare for this. You've got the Eagles with the potential to have a much healthier group themselves. I mean, Darren Sproles could play in this game. Their center, Jason Kelce, and their star guard, Evan Mathis, are both practicing pretty well. So if they don't play this week, they're certainly getting close. And that offensive line really keyed everything for the Eagles last year. The Eagles started to run the ball better even without those guys right before the bye. If you recall, LeSean McCoy had his best game of the year. So this could be a case of Arizona catching the Eagles at the wrong time. And there's no shame in that, even if they do lose to those guys. What's going to really matter for Arizona is what they do in their divisional games down the stretch. You know, I'm not ready to put a fork in the 49ers or the Seahawks, and those two teams have some games still to come with Arizona. I don't think three teams from this division get in. I think that's a lot to ask. So those divisional tiebreakers are going to be massive as to who wins the division and who's that wild card team coming out of the West. But I wouldn't write the Cardinals off. I mean, you look at all their injuries. You look at Carson Palmer a lot of weeks, and you say, how are these guys doing it? But they are doing it. And Bruce Arians has been doing it since he took over the Indianapolis Colts 2 years ago. I mean, it can't be a fluke now. I mean, the guy's like got a .666 winning percentage since he's become an NFL head coach, both with the Colts on an interim basis and now, a year and a half with Arizona. So he's doing something right.
And if three teams aren't getting in from the NFC West, I imagine it's getting close to must-win time for Seattle when you're in Carolina, a team that has looked lost at times this year.
Yeah, they're going to have to win some games on the road because they're not as dominant as they have been in the past at home. I thought they did a lot of things right against the Rams. They certainly had some breaks go against them, and the Rams certainly played that game like it was a Super Bowl, and good for them for doing it. I mean, they went all out to win it. They got the W. But, I mean, Russell Wilson still threw for over 300 yards and ran for over 100. The offense really got going as the game went on. Their issues are defensively. The secondary is not, I mean, it went from being their biggest strength a year ago to now it's a potential weakness week in, week out. And you couple that with a suspect pass rush, and, they lack that defensive identity right now. They really do. I think they'll try to add a piece or two before the trade deadline. They're a very aggressive organization, and I don't think that Percy Harvin trade will be their last move. Now, will it be a move that's significant enough to alter the course of their season? It's hard to do those deals at the deadline. So, we shall see. But they've got to find a way to get the Richard Shermans and the Earl Thomases and the Cam Chancers of the world getting the ball in their hands and finding a way to turn field position and give their offense short fields. They're just not creating turnovers right now. And when other teams grind out those long drives, it has an effect on them.
Jason, as always, man, thank you for your time this morning. And we'll talk to you on Monday to take a look back at the weekend that was.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend.
That is Jason Lackhen for our NFL Insider for Shanks. The Thursday Nighter, I tell you, there's been some duds. Tonight is the one not to miss. First place in the AFC West on the line. Chargers at Broncos. Manning's made history now. Can they do themselves a big favor in locking up that division? They would move to 6-1 with a victory. A Chargers win would move them to 6-2, as, of course, Denver's had one more week off with a bye than the Chargers have. 6:25 kickoff. Catch it on Sportsnet West. We'll come back with what you want to talk about on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Waking up in the morning with Boomer. Picture that. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Thursday morning rolling through 9:43. Boomer along with Pinder.
Did you catch wind of the pools total from last week?
Nah. What a...
Just $72,670.
Oh, boy.
$72,000 for guys. What a... Scotty was jacked up.
I guess. Get in on it this weekend.
You still have a job? You had some high-level meetings here.
Yeah,
okay?
I had some high-level meetings. Thank you for carrying on with the show.
Well, I just want to see how you're doing. What's going on?
We went upstairs. That's how big a deal it was. I had to go upstairs.
Which floor?
Second.
Oh, okay.
Not the third.
It's pretty big.
Second floor in the big boardroom.
Oh.
Yeah. there were probably 10 people in that meeting.
Something's cooking. I don't know what it is.
You are right about that. Something is cooking.
10 people in one room?
I can't tell you. I'd love to. I'd love to tell you, but I can't. And I know that makes that's very unfair to you and the listeners. But I promise you, you will know soon.
And I'll like it or it'll drive me nuts.
I think you'll be in favor.
All right.
I think you'll be in favor.
I'll take your word.
Four, five, six. Well, seven games tonight? Is that what we're looking at?
Seven others.
The National Hockey League?
The Flames and seven others. Because we've gone.
Really? I have six others. Did I miss? Am I missing one?
Yes, you are.
All right.
I'll rip through them for you if you'd like.
Yeah.
Islanders-Boston, your first one of the night. Do you have any notes on said tilt?
I do. It is the return of Johnny Boychuk.
Oh, yes.
To the Boston Bruins. And I can't help but wonder if, not that they had much choice.
Yeah.
But I know that Bruins fans are already lamenting the fact that he's gone. And they are, what, 4-4 through eight games? Not to say he would have had them well above 4-4.
No, but I get it.
But you take a regular out of that lineup, and they didn't put a body in his place.
I tell you what, is there a guy that embodies the wheeled bee? He screamed Bruin, did he not?
He's a Bruin.
Big, physical. Now he's gone. That hurts a little.
Yeah.
Islanders played two less games and they're tied in the standings. So this is could be a show me game after they got pumped by Toronto a couple nights ago.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I have on that game.
Elsewhere, Pittsburgh at Detroit. This is, of course, one of those two back to back years they went to the Stanley Cup final. These teams almost entirely dissimilar.
Almost entirely.
Shades of 09? Probably not.
Penguins last night lost to the Flyers.
That's not good.
Where's my notes? If I told you, because the Flyers have kind of been inconsistent.
Yeah.
If I told you that this was the fifth straight win for the Flyers over the Penguins, would you be surprised?
If it was in Pittsburgh, I'd believe that. They've owned them at console.
4-0 last year and already now 1-0 after the 5-3 win last night.
Wow. They get up for that rivalry.
They do. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a goodie.
Pennsylvania. Vancouver at St. Louis.
That's the one I'm missing.
The only other Canadian team in action. Interesting note here. I mean, last year was an absolute tire fire for the Canucks. We know that. Tortorella's gone. The GM got gassed. They're paying people all over the league to not be in Vancouver. They won all three games they played against St. Louis last year.
Hmm.
Surprising.
It's interesting. No Paul Stastny. Last seen in a sling.
Mm.
He is day-to-day, week-to-week kind of a thing. Still a very good team, however.
Chicago at Nashville. Are the Preds for real under Pete Laviolette? They haven't lost in regulation yet.
Worth watching is Philip Forsberg.
Yeah.
While everyone is talking about Jonathan Drouin or whomever else for the Calder Trophy, Philip Forsberg has had a great start to this season. He's going to be one of their most important forwards all season long. It's not like he's going to go away anywhere, so... good start to the season already.
Yeah, and as keen as everyone was for James Neal, it's been Forsberg leading the way offensively, yeah. Not Neal.
Funny, hey? Take a guy away from Crosby. Not as good, huh?
So you're telling me he's not on the wing of the best player in the world.
Not as good. Production goes down when not playing with him.
I guess. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. Learn something every day. Coyotes at Wild. Minnesota's only played four games, boom. Flames will play their ninth tonight. They played four.
That's lopsided.
And Arizona, I don't know if they're in the McDavid sweepstakes or not, but they're right near the bottom of the West standings.
Yeah, where are we looking at the Yotes right now? The Yotes are...
Well, they're tied with Edmonton, so it can't be going well. 5 points.
2-1. Charlie Coyle signed a deal with the Minnesota Wild yesterday. 5 years, $16 million.
They lock up guys early, and they hunt for value. And I think when you know your guys really well, and you have a very solid developmental system... You can do that. I think they're going to get really good value on both the Brodin and the Coyle deals. Carolina-Calgary, we've talked about all morning. 7 o'clock puck drop gets set at 6. Probably Hiller's turn as Rammel went two nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows in Carolina. And Buffalo-LA, one of the two late contests in California. Anything we care about there?
Sabres at Kings. Is this the first game without Slava Voynov for the LA Kings? I believe it is.
I think so.
Slava Voynov suspended indefinitely as he's undergoing or is set to go to... I shouldn't say.
There's a hearing, I think, on the 22nd is what I'd heard. There's a hearing upcoming.
And this will be the first matchup head-to-head. What are you smiling?
It's going to be good, I can tell.
Yeah. First matchup head-to-head of Ted Nolan and his son, Jordan.
That's right. Wow. I'm shocked they didn't meet last year. But I guess Buffalo only goes out once. Came in midway through the season.
There you have it.
And the other game, the Blue Jackets in San Jose. The Sharks started the season. It seemed like they played 1,000 games out east. They're finally home. They started in L.A. and then went east. And pretty tidy record, all things considered, at 4-2-1.
Of course, we talked about it yesterday a little bit. Nathan Horton in a bad way for the Columbus Blue Jackets. They're really not missing anything because it's almost like they never had him. He signed that big extension, well, the big free agent contract with them, came in, played sparingly, got hurt, and then was working towards a return to the start of the season. But apparently he has degenerative back issues. His lower lumbar, the back is given out on him. So there's thought that the season and maybe even career in jeopardy.
It's funny, that looked like a no-brainer of a signing, and everyone was beating Toronto over the head for the Clarkson deal. Imagine if Nathan Horton had signed in Toronto with all this stuff.
Yeah.
Buildings would be burning. Although that's probably an insurance company contract if he retires.
Well, gosh, look at the time, Ryan.
What should we do, Boomer? There's only 10 minutes left in the show.
Well, we do the same thing, so.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's largest selection of Jeeps. Go to VarsityChrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Mm-hmm. 960-960 mobile phone for Varsity Chrysler, where they have all kinds of Jeeps, and it's where Geo shops, apparently, unless they're lying, which I've never really thought. I've never asked Geo, do you shop at Varsity Chrysler? I'm taking their word on it.
I suspect he'd have a law team all over them. They wouldn't lie.
960-960 from your mobile phone. Why is Boomer back? That was the best 40 minutes of the show this morning.
Is it 40 minutes?
About that.
I did a lot of lacking for, I guess. Sure.
I think it goes Boomer, Pinder, Boomer on the talk about intro. Am I right? I got money on this. Come on, guys. We need to know. Yeah, I believe it's me, then you, then me. I don't know. I just kind of black out when the intro hits.
Jay, do you have the intro?
No.
Because we don't want to settle their bet.
No.
There's money riding here.
No.
They're in the truck. Someone's got to win the 20.
Boom caught a clip on YouTube of you and Rhett promoting those t-shirts on Breakfast Television from September, and all I can say is mix in a salad. My goodness.
Oh, that was the old you, though. You've turned a corner.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do.
You're drinking the pink? You turned down cookies earlier this week?
That's right. I'm trying. Were there snacks in the boardroom? There was not snacks.
Mm.
There were no snacks.
But it was a brief meeting, all things considered.
Boys, you have to come north to Red Deer and check out the Tilted Kilt. Hot, hot servers. And those outfits, wow, been there for lunch 7 of the last 8 days. That starts to make you a bit of a creep.
And stop dropping your fork on the floor, you purr.
Just a heads up. They're now looking at you and thinking that you are an absolute scumbag.
But we could stop by for one, man.
Yeah. Great show, guys, but just wondering, I keep hearing a promo for Boomer Talking Sports in the morning. When does that show start? We talked some sports today, did we not? We talked World Series. We got into some football stuff with Lack and Fora.
Lots of NHL training, BioSteel stuff.
I don't know. I've been waiting all morning for Brian Callen. I apologize, okay?
What happened here?
I had set up the Callen interview, then this high-level meeting came on, and I just...
Also, we have pools and props with Scotty.
I'm working. I'm hoping that Brian will come in tomorrow.
So it really goes
on.
Yeah,
I can tell. That was really
distracting it to the... It's kind of a Zeppelin immigrant song. And by that time, he's hit it back, but he's
that's
like,
right.
That's annoying, yeah. Dude. And but that's how I win. That's how I climb into your kitchen.
Yeah.
Your times, by the way, tonight 7:30, Friday 7:30, and 10:30, ditto for Saturday. So 5 shows with him in town. Check him out. Awesome.
Guys, a lot of useless early season hockey talk today. How about some info on the NFL and what the Seahawks are up to?
Signed.
Right now, losing 2 in a row. That's what they're up to.
Is that 950 guy we just played?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Should I go get my flu shot? Yes, you should.
You're a believer of this.
Yes.
And if I don't get one, you'll be creeped out?
Well, I'll be choked because then you'll come in and make me sick.
What about if I just do what I did last year? Because I was very healthy last winter.
Get your flu shot.
Mm.
Just get it.
All right.
And shush. I don't care. Boomer, in your meeting, did you ask for a raise? Then Rocket said no because you've always been a loser. No, that didn't happen. And I know what you're doing.
You've always been a loser.
I know what you're doing. So no, there was no talk of a raise or anything like that.
After the consultant, even, you're not offered new bags of money.
Boomer, when will Sven get called up? Sven's going to have to produce.
When Sven plays well and Warner's a call-up, he'll get one.
When they need help, if there's injuries, and he's playing well enough, which is not yet.
No.
Then and only then will he get that call-up.
And I tell you, you got Granlund, Juris all of a sudden, Michael Ferland showed well in camp. This isn't the same old club you're trying to crack where if you get hot, you're going to get called up. You're going to have to be better than a lot of guys, too.
Now that you guys work downtown, what truck stop does Warner stop at for his coffee in the morning, or does he still go to the Husky on Barlow? I don't think he goes up to Barlow.
That'd be a major milker.
And it may not be a truck stop as much as a gas station, because it is gas station coffee.
Well, and that was only the one day. He's got his fancy little place he goes to normally. But now that he's on the new Warner, he's stopping with the double cheese croissants.
However, the gas station coffee, better than what we have here out of the machine, so...
By quite a margin, I'd suggest.
In town tonight from Edmonton, where is a good place to watch the games? Well, any place will be good because you're from Edmonton. And any place you go to watch a game tonight will be an upgrade.
Yeah.
No matter where you go.
Your chances of getting stabbed dramatically lower at specifically every place in Calgary.
You could stand on a sidewalk downtown and peer through a window in the cold, and it will still be better than what you're used to being from Edmonton.
Welcome to town, by the way.
Hey, guys, I'm in Edmonton, and it really smells like cabbage today. Do you know why? I don't know why, but...
But it illustrates your point, clearly.
I don't doubt that. Good morning from Trochu. Hello, Trochu.
I don't care about Edmonton.
Neither do I.
Oh! Thought he was going to say Trochu.
Ah, Trochu. How about the Flames game tonight? Sign 950 guy.
Yeah, exactly.
How long till Boomer's Cavs get a sponsor? I don't know. Boomer, what's your pools picks for this week? I didn't make any because I wasn't here. Hello from Chestermere. Okay, yes, hello, Chestermere.
Jay likes Chestermere. We haven't had them check in.
Yeah, yet. I know. Got a flu shot in 2004. Was sick for a whole month. Haven't got one since and haven't been sick since. You're a doctor.
Whatever works for you, sir.
Yeah, you're a doctor. Hey, Boomer, from one fat man to another, don't let these haters bring you down. You got yourself a good job, house, a wife, kids, what more can you ask for? Let the scrawny losers spend all their time at the gym. Well, thank you.
All right.
When you put it like that.
That's pretty good.
Got a house and a wife and kids and a job.
These are good things. You're saying it like they're bad things.
It's depressing. Boomer, would you like some cupcakes from cakeswithattitude.net? I'm not going to read that because that feels like I'm just giving your website cakes with an attitude with attitude.net a plug.
It's a shameless plug. We don't do those. Not even for cakes with
even
attitude.
Even if I wanted cupcakes from cakeswithattitude.net, even if I wanted that, I couldn't because we're not supposed to give away free shout outs like that.
Contractually, we're obliged to not say cakeswithattitude.net.
Any chance the meeting was about yarding Pinder from the show and using his little salary to get the third hour of Rome? No, there was actually very little of that. Boomer, would you like some cupcakes with cakeswithattitude.net? Let me know which flavor. Again, if you could just stop texting from cakeswithattitude.net, because I can't do that. Because then I'm going to have everybody sending in their websites, like cakeswithattitude.net. Then I'm going to be just reading just nonstop websites. For this entire segment. So,
Jay, I need your applause ready. We have Irikana, Cochrane, and Airdrie all checking in this morning.
Holy.
One of them claiming to be the home of Derek Wills.
Yeah, Derek Wills from the backwoods of Cochrane.
Lights are off at 9 every night. He's a good citizen.
We should set up a Boomer to Vegas fund. Maybe a calf runway show, some bon ton meets, a grumpy I hate sports 1 minute speech contest. I feel like I'm being typecast a little bit.
I feel like they're trying to help you get to Vegas, Boom, and you should embrace it. Love.
Yeah. No violin story, Boom? What is it, your last day? No, it's not every day. We don't do that every single day. I started a text with stop in the sentence, and I think I blocked myself from texting you guys. Can you confirm you got this? I don't think we got it.
I haven't seen any text like that.
Boomer, would you like a falafel from Biblos Bakery? Ordinarily, I would feast on a falafel. I
love falafel. Mm.
But I can't. Sven scored more goals in his debut than JH has. Who's JH? Johnny Hockey? Is that what they're saying?
That is what they're saying.
So what you're telling me is Sven Berchi is better than...
I believe what they're saying is
okay.
Sven Berchi greater than Eric Lindros signed Pinder. Something along those lines.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Hello from the Blue Devil Golf Club. We're open till Sunday. Again, I can't do this. We have to put a disclaimer or something, because if you just send in stuff like that, like, say, cakeswithattitude.net, websites that I would say on the air, that's like free advertising almost. And if you're going to say, hey, Blue Devil Golf Club, we're in great shape, we're still open, book your tee time now, located in South Calgary, you'll love Blue Devil Golf Club. I can't say that either, because there again, it really feels like I'm just giving away.
I know it's what you want to talk about, but there are rules, guys. This is not just do whatever you want. Cakeswithattitude.net with Boomer and Pinder.
Boom, you're awesome. Keep your head up. You're a stud. Wow, can you see me?
Is that somebody texting from outside?
Is that the chick with the sunglasses?
Must be that lady right there.
Most prescription.
Mm. Boomer, is this a food show or a sports show? Yeah, a bit of both.
You have to pick one or the other?
I don't know why I have to pick one or the other.
Feels like a trick question.
I was thinking about starting a Boomer to Vegas fund too. Really, I don't need... That's not, again, I would not condone that whatsoever. Now you know what I feel like doing? I feel like running the show for a little bit more, because we've taken away the third hour of Rome. Now I almost feel like...
Taking away the first?
Yeah, taking away some of it.
Because you're compensated so tidily.
No, seriously, where should I go to watch the game? I brought my Nick Fatiu jersey. Again, wherever you go. If you're from Edmonton, no matter where you go in this city, you could sit in a dumpster outside of a sports bar and only hear the game on the television speakers. It will be better than any place you could watch it in Edmonton.
Depends where you are. You're in the north, go to Shanks North. You're in the south, go to Shanks South.
Oh, look at you.
That's it. Yeah.
Boom, when are you getting rid of Jim Rome? Well, right now, actually.
Yeah, he's actually on.
I mean, right now we're cutting into Jim Rome as we do this.
Although technically it's not Jim Rome this week, I believe.
Yeah, who's in?
Well, they had Kyle Brandt Monday, Tuesday, but yesterday they switched it up with somebody else who I was not familiar with.
Rome doesn't work a lot, does he?
Well, like you always say, he takes a lot of vacation because
he gets
a lot of
vacation.
And if you have
that's
it,
that's kind of a curious thing.
Use it. So.
Please take away the first hour of Rome. Okay. Okay, that's it, because I want to go.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's largest selection of Jeeps.
Jeeps.
Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Shop where Geo shops.
That's where Geo goes. Through.
Again, no confirmation on that. I cannot confirm or deny that Geo shops.
I think that's fair.
At Varsity Chrysler, but if they say so, then who am I to say they're lying?
Tight little program today.
Cutting down Jim Rome? Well done. I'm not cutting down Jim Rome. I'm saying he's not there. I'm just saying he's taking time off. And right now I'm cutting into his time.
Cutting in, not cutting down. Very different.
Yeah.
Shopper Geo Shops. Allegedly. We're going to end the show or just sit here for a
Jay,
bit?
Jay, what'd you think? Good show today?
Is it a good show, Jay?
Huh?
Yeah, good show.
Yep. Too bad about Callan, though, hey?
Yeah.
Can we try it?
Yeah, tomorrow.
We'll try for tomorrow. I don't know, because he usually does his stuff on Thursdays.
Funny guy.
Hey, Jay, what time is it? What do you have the time over there?
10:03.
Is this when we get an update and then roll?
I don't know. It's matter to me. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
My parking is good for another 3 minutes.
How's that tire? You had a flat tire, right?
Yeah, tire's all right. I was a little worried. It was, she was flat.
Well, why is it? What's the problem?
I've got a slow leak that I fear is turning into a faster than slow leak.
Well, you better
get that. Medium paced leak.
You got to get that checked.
Yeah, I will. And now that we're done the show, I can just
head down. Hey, Jay, do you know a good tire shop? Because you probably got a nail or a screw in there or something.
You want to go to Costco?
I heard someone's had some success with
it. Oh, you're a funny guy. Hey, Jay. Funny guy? Is that so? That's a dig at me, right?
Yeah, kind of a callback.
It's a bit of a callback, is it?
Did you check out this cake website?
No.
It's actually pretty good.
What's the name of that tire shop I go to? I got the number. I'll give it to...
Appreciate that.
Tireswithattitude.net?
Tires with Attitude, yeah.
Tireswithattitude.net, yeah.
Yeah,
they're real good.
Geo shops there.
Can you believe this? My wife, she got this. She got a different vehicle.
10-04.
And twice, in like 3 weeks, I had to take it in to get a screw or a nail pulled out of the tire.
Well, someone's trying to ruin her life.
How does that happen?
Someone's trying to ruin your life. That's the only way.
But in the old vehicle, nothing.
No one was trying to ruin your life.
There was no. Do you think does that have anything to do with the tires? Because these are a lower profile, more of a sport, high profile or low? Because they're little.
Yeah,
like the sidewall is small.
Yeah, like Z-rated tires.
Yeah.
Something hot like that.
So are they more susceptible to...
I'd imagine they would be, Boomer, yes. Texts are still coming in. Are we on? What is this?
No.
10:05?
We threw like 5 minutes ago.
Rome's going.
What about AMA?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an AMA car?
Yeah. Remember they had the guy with the flares go last year, save the day?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You had to pick me up.
Yeah, I picked you up.
You bought coffee, too, which is nice because I was a little down in the dumps.
What do we got in the show tomorrow, Jay? Tomorrow, because we're hopefully Callan tomorrow, right? We'll try and get him in. You know what? Chevrier's coming in tomorrow. We're going to do Randy Chevrier in studio tomorrow.
I'll be sure to research that.
He's got his the Pink Power, the breast cancer awareness thing they're doing. Tomorrow's Stampeder game too, right?
I got 10 seconds of parking. I got to run. Is that all right?
Stamps. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to do the record a promo, all that.
Yeah,
I'll listen to Roman on my way out of here.
Got to clean this place up. There's papers all over the place. Friday, what else do we... Oh, we got...
Stephen Brunt.
Friedman. What are we going to talk about with... Well, maybe we could talk CFL.
See you, boys. Have a good one.
All right, man. See ya. We could do World Series, I guess. We'll figure it out. I'll maybe shoot him a text. You want to shoot him a text, Jay?
Yeah, I'll text him.
All right. And Friedman, what, 7:45 for Friedman?
Yeah.
You know, the good thing about Freeman is we can talk whatever, right? I'll shoot him a text too. He's usually got something that, well, you know what it is though, is he's keeping it for hockey, the Hockey Night in Canada stuff now. So he's a little stingy with his deets. We'll push him on it though.
You can't waste it, right?
Yeah, you don't want to waste it, Jay. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we got Wills.
Yep.
Talk about the game tonight. It's good we have these meetings after the show, you know, like once the show's done and we can have these meetings.
You
definitely want to make sure the show's over before you have these. Derek Wills, right?
Yeah, Derek Wills.
What's the 8:20? We got Craig Conroy?
Yeah, in the studio.
Huh.
Bit of a secret thing. We actually can't.
Is it like a charity thing?
Bit of a hush hush.
Okay.
Don't want that going on the air.
So should I tweet that? So I shouldn't tweet that Conroy's coming in tomorrow? Okay. Well, that'll be a nice surprise for people if they're just tuning in tomorrow and then Conroy's here. That'll be good. And then nothing in the 9, right? 9's kind of wide open. You know what I'm going to do? I can't. The 9 to 10 hour is just a wasteland anyway. I don't care about the 9 to 10 hour.
Bad hour.
Let's just replay a whole bunch of stuff.
All right.
We'll just replay Brunt and Friedman, I guess. We'll just replay because, I mean, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Just 9 to 10. What do you got going on today?
Nothing much.
No?
No. There's a beer here.
No, make sure you don't tell anybody about that, right? That's kind of, that was about meeting. Don't want to tell anybody.
Is it a secret?
Yeah, I got a doctor thing I got to go to. What time is that?
You okay?
Time is that? No, I'm fine. 1:30. Yeah. I want to be sleeping by then. 2:30 home by 3. That's. Do you nap?
Yeah, I try to nap.
When's napping for you?
Like at 2 p.m.
Yeah. See, that's. I'm kind of the same way. Oh well. What time's that game tonight? Flames. What time's the Flames? 7.
Yeah.
7 o'clock. Okay. Let me put it in my phone.
Yeah.
Steinberg's doing the warm up at 6.
I think so.
Just an hour tonight, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Hour pregame.
Tomorrow. Oh, nice. All right. Well, I guess we should voice promo. We got to do the promos. I got to go up see Graham. I got to voice a commercial or something. Is your text line still up?
Yeah.
People are.
See, now they're not getting it.
It's weird. I don't know what's going on because. They're saying it's still, you're still on the air.
I don't know what that means.
Might want to throw to Rome. You guys realize the mics are still on, right? Are the mics still on? The mics are still... Jay, it's 10 after 10. Have we been on this whole time?
Oh, I don't know.
What the f...
Let's get the f*** out of here.